It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out with David Pollack.
Everywhere I go, every store has these big red hearts. Okay, to most of you, it's going to mean it's Valentine's, but to me, it's a reminder it's Healthy Hearts Month. So I want to share with you some do-it-yourself recipes, some things you can do for a healthy heart and healthy skin. To help me with this, joining me today is Maria. Maria's a positive person, my right hand, who helps me with a lot. And so today we're going to talk about some things. And the first thing I'm going to jump right down to, Maria, is we talk about things that we can do, or the first step we can do for having a healthier you.
Right.
And I'm going to talk about walking. It's going to be my prescription. I know it's supposed to be a recipe, but we're going to talk about my prescription. This is something everybody must do. And so I often talk about beauty tips we can do. I often talk about healthy foods you can eat.
Right.
And I talk a little bit about exercise. And this is something you hear from me.
All the time. Nonstop.
Okay, but wait. I've inspired you some, right?
So much. It's been inspiring just to park far in a mall, just to take a walk with my husband, just to... It just feels... You feel the difference inside of you.
Okay, but you've watched me go from a guy who sits on my... tail all day long, my large tail all day long, and to a guy that's all of a sudden got a little bit of energy, lost some weight, got in better shape, but along that way, you've not only encouraged me, which I appreciate, but I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it inspired you.
You've inspired me, and you've inspired me to inspire others as well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. But, okay, now tell me, you know, I sit there and say, start off small, start off slow. Did you do that, or what did you
do? Yes, we just started off parking a little further away every time, just something that we're used to. We started by walking more in the malls, not sitting down so much when we're tired, just keep going, and do it in big groups as well. You support each other, and you have someone to talk to and entertain you.
I like that. Actually, I do. A couple times a day, I see a group of ladies walking right by the facility.
On the dot. 10 o'clock on the dot. Always.
So all helping each other and talking. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, another one I often think of when somebody getting started, and we're going to cover some more things other than this in a minute, but, you know, being in Florida, it's very hot. Up in the winter, you know, where a lot of the listeners are, it's very cold and they've got snow. So one way to do it is go to the mall. You know what I discovered is the mall, while the stores open at 10 a.m., the mall opens very early. Not the stores, but the mall itself. And there's a lot of people doing what I do. They walk around it because it's air conditioned. There's no crowd.
And it's a great chance to window shop.
Well, that too. That too. Okay. And it's a good thing that stores are closed so we don't spend too much money.
Right.
Okay. So you know, we talk a little bit about exercising, but, you know, let's go a little bit further. You know, it's Valentine's. You know, maybe you want to take your Valentine with you for a walk. You start talking about going in groups. But I got to tell you, you mentioned your husband. Mm-hmm. And I notice some of the people here that are part of our team actually have gotten into some of the exercising, as we've talked about. But they're telling me stories how they're doing it with their spouse because it gives them a little more time together, a little quality time.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be the first to admit, us guys don't say a whole lot or we're hard to get to talk. So this would be a chance to do it.
No argument here. Yeah, it's a great chance to spend some time, catch up on your day with your significant other. If you have a chance, plan maybe a little walk on the beach if you're not too far from it. It's great for your knees and your joints. You know, just catch up with them and just have fun.
Now, all the ones with snow are going to be jealous of sitting here by the beach. Okay, the other thing is, part of this prescription of things you can do yourself for a healthy heart is also, don't forget to keep hydrated. As you're doing some of these things, you won't hear me say it enough, is hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. And I mean, stay away from the high calories, sugar sweetened drinks, but drink plenty of water.
Definitely.
Now here's a tip, okay? I'm one who hates water, and yet I tell everybody every day to drink a minimum of 8 glasses. I'm not talking out of both sides of my mouth. I actually do it. But the way I do it is what I'm trying to get everybody else to, because once you get addicted to it, I don't drink soda anymore.
Right.
It's very rare if you ever see me have a soda. I won't even spend the time on the negatives of soda. But I drink iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do drink my coffee. I won't deny that. And other than that, it's water all day long.
It's great for your skin. It hydrates you from the inside out.
Were you a water drinker before?
I nothing but water. I gave up soda 10 years ago.
Okay.
And
so let me interrupt there. With the listeners that don't like water, who are more like me, what I started doing is taking a slice of lemon or lime that you get at restaurants everywhere you go.
Right.
You squeeze a little bit in, it adds a drop of flavor. Okay. Mm-hmm. The other thing I do is I wipe it on the rim of my glass. So
delicious.
Every time I do, you get a boost of the flavor. Okay.
Yep.
And the other thing, you see me with the liquid flavorings.
Liquid flavorings. Yep. Those are great. You got me started on them.
I'm addicted.
Energy ones. Yeah, they're great.
Well, read the ingredients and you find one that's good for you. you because you're flushing out the toxins mm-hmm. in your body. You're hydrating your body.
Right.
And it all leads back to a healthy heart and healthy skin.
Right.
Okay. So let's talk about stuff of dealing with stress for a minute, because I know walking is going to help give you a chance to think
right.
and relax, and doing some of the other things will help you relax. But there's a lot of moms listening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe you can relate to some of this, but I got a feeling you work hard.
Yes, definitely.
Definitely. I don't know. Well, okay. No, you do. There's no kidding. You work very hard, and you work long hours, and a lot of the moms here do. They have families when they get home to have to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
They have to cook dinner. They've got to worry about cleaning. They've got to worry about shopping, and I don't mean shopping at the mall, but grocery.
Most of them don't go to bed till 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night doing everything that needs to be done at home.
So what can you do? And so all this stress can add to an unhealthy heart.
Mm-hmm.
Take a wear and tear on your heart, but stress actually can harm the skin. And so you can see somebody who has a lot of stress in their
mm-hmm.
skin. And so one of the things we want to do is look for skincare that has anti-stressing properties to
right.
it. But let's talk about one moms can do to help relieve stress. So this is my do-it-yourself section.
Okay.
So let's talk about something fun. A lot of moms don't believe they deserve the time to themselves.
Right.
Okay. You do.
Yes, I used to be one of those believers that everything's for the family, but if you break down, your family breaks down. So you are a key component in your family.
That's a perfect way of putting it.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Because if you get sick and everybody's counting you.
Right.
Okay. But sometimes I think moms take care of everybody else and never themselves.
And they forget about themselves.
They do. Yeah. And so it's not just about taking care of themselves so they can keep helping others. You deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding? Women, I could admit, do a lot more than most of us guys.
We multitask to the maximum of our potential.
Okay. So how about this? Is take a night or two
mm-hmm.
and go have an escape. Go have a relaxing bath.
Right.
Okay? And I don't mean just put in hot water and put on a couple candles and soft music. I'm going to give you a couple do-it-yourself treatment here you can add to the bath water that's actually going to help you.
That's great.
Okay. Take a little bit of sea salt,
mm-hmm.
a little bit of baking soda, and you're going to mix it up in a container. Go to the dollar store and just get a cheap container with
mm-hmm.
a top on it. Okay. Then add to it a couple drops of essential oil. Now, you're going to pour everything in there and roll it around this container and then use a couple scoops in the bath.
Right.
Here's the trick. The essential oils, you can pick any of your favorites, whether it's bergamot, frankincense, lavender, rose, whatever. Have some fun even. Start mixing them up.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You were going to say.
Yeah. And coming from a massage background myself, I used to do massage therapy. Lavender rose, lavender vanilla is great for women.
Oh, vanilla is a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you want to even, you know, do something for your husband as well, sandalwood rose would be a great one for
actually,
us.
Sandalwood is very popular. Yeah. I love sandalwood. Okay. So truly, you went back to taking care of a husband again.
Yeah.
So let's focus on you. So you're one of the first ones we're speaking to here.
Yeah.
So you take this, put a couple scoops in a hot bath, and then turn off the cell phone. Put
mm-hmm.
a do not disturb sign on the door.
Definitely.
Light a couple candles, relax, read a book. I mean, it's very relaxing to do. So here's something small. Save the money. Don't
mm-hmm.
go spending a bunch of money on all
spa.
Kinds of expensive stuff.
Right.
Have your own spa. Yeah.
Have your own spa day.
I love it. Okay. Here's another. Could you imagine doing everything we've been talking about,
mm-hmm.
but as you get older, because you're very young, but as you start hitting my age or older, we start getting tired muscles.
Oh, trust me. At a young age, we get tired muscles too. We're taking on more responsibility.
Okay. So let's change the formula a little bit, and let's do something else. Is these are things you have in the kitchen. Take a little bit of Epsom salt, okay? A little bit of baking soda.
Mm-hmm.
Mix it again. Now, here's I suggest rosewood, cedar, and chamomile essential oils. Just a little bit of each.
Great oils.
Roll it again in this container,
mm-hmm.
and then pour it in the bath. It's going to help relax you. It's going to help relieve the stress, and it's going to help you have just a stress-free, healthy lifestyle, a healthier heart and healthier skin.
I agree.
Now, I also have a smoothie recipe I'd love to share, but we're running out of time, so I'm going to post it on our blog, and this way, when you're in that bathtub, you can have something that's going to be filled with nutrients and everything you need to help relax. So anyway, I've taken up a bunch of time here. We're running low on time. So I want to help you reduce stress, have a healthy heart,
right.
and really, I want to thank you for joining me, helping me with this, and I want to wish everybody a happy Valentine's, and thank you for listening. This is David Pollack with Beauty Inside Out.